end off. We started with Yontif Sugyas to end off with the Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, which is a very important sugya to get down. A lot of the Yisodos we've spoken about already, and to add in a few points. So the Mishnah Chav Chesam and Aleph says, Ein Mashchisen Esasakin B'Yontif Amasiya Al-Gabi Chaber. You can't sharpen a knife on Yom Tov, but you're allowed to scrape it against another knife to sharpen it. You just can't sharpen it the other way. And there's two lishnas shown us in the Gemara whether or not when we say in mashchisin, only on its kedarko, the regular way of doing it, a mashchezes shel even, but a mashchezes shel eitz is mutter, or the cholik, the machmir is only machmir, is even machmir mashchezes shel even, and the makel only allows a mashchezes shel eitz. Will you even allow mashchezes shel even? And that is, and the Gemara says, what is this issue? What is this issue of sharpening a knife? It's Tali on the Machlokus of Yehuda Rabbanan about Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. As the Gemara says, my time is Machshchezes Aser. I'm Rav Chizda, the local of Yehuda. This whole mission is not like Rav Yehuda. Tanya ain't been yontel the Shabbos ela Ochel Nefesh bilbad. Rav Yehuda matir af Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. I'm the Rav Rav Chizda. Rav Shira Mishmicha halachka. Rav Yehuda Amar Lei Yeravach the Chol Chiyahani Mili the Mal Yosef Tidrasha Mishmi. Right, it should be, it's a chus, a special thing to have a kula as a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll get back to when the Gemara says Halacha of Ein Moron Kain. Good. So that's basically the sugya. This issue of sharpening the knife is totally on the machlokas of Yehuda Rabbanan of Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Just interesting diuk to make in the Lashonos, as the Gemara quotes the, if anyone's learning Daf Yomi, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Megillah and the Ein Beins. Right, Ein Bein Shabbat Yom Tov LeShabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad, which we discussed extensively. You know, Shabbos Yom Tov Ikrei Shabbos. How literally do you take that line? And Rabbi Yehuda says, Matir Af Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. You know, I would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on that line. He agrees. Ein Bein Yom Tov LeShabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad, and Machshirei Ochel Nefesh are part of Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is that part of the Heter Ochel Nefesh is not only can I cook, not only can I do the malachos that directly relate to my eating, but I could prepare for those malachos because that's part of Ochel Nefesh. The fact that the Gemara brings Rabbi Yehuda as arguing on the line of Ein Bein Yom Tov LeShabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad points to Machshirei Ochel Nefesh not being part of the regular rules of Ochel Nefesh. It's a separate din. Maybe that's indicative of the fact that we quote different, that the Gemara is going to quote Psukim that they darshan separately for it, but it sounds like it's a new Chiddush. You could hold of Ochel Nefesh, and Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't become part of Ochel Nefesh. But it's a new Chiddush that's not called Ochel Nefesh, but they're still Mutter, and we'll see, there'll be an important nafkamin into that, and where did we come from that? The Gemara says, on Amud Beis, Ein Bein Yom Tov LeShabbos Ochel Nefesh, B'Vad Rabbi Yehuda Matyaf HaMachshirei Ochel Nefesh, My Tam, Tana Kamar Kro, Hu Levadu Yaseh Lechem, Hu is coming to a Mayit, something V'lo Machshirei, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kro, Lechem L'chol Tzarcheichem, Tana Kam HaKsev Lechem, Amar Lechol, Hahu Lechem, Lo Nachri, right? He doesn't learn L'chol Tzarcheichem, but just a Mayit Nachri, and has the other guy come out with Nachri. Sorry, that the Gemara deals with.
Doesn't the Gemara Megillah like exclude dogs?
Nachri and Kelev go together. That you'll learn in the second parak. Actually, I'll have some public service announcement. I spoke to Magid Shir number A. I'll call myself number B. And senior Magid Shir. And I'm not joking. And yeah, so that comes up in the Gemara over there. That the Gemara puts. So the Klavim and Akum are the same. And then, and the Rishonim deal with how does Rabbi Yehuda be mamayit Nachri? It seems to me that he could, from the same passage, give mamayit to dinim. That's a question to deal with. The Chachamim Eksev Hu Amar Lecha Haksev Eksev Lachem Lo Kasha Kam Machshir She'efshar Lasos Me'Arav Yontif Kam Machshir She'efshar Lasos Me'Arav Yontif. That we learn, according to Yehuda, that machshir, from a pasuk, which will be important, that from a pasuk, the machshirin that I could have done Arav Yontif, that's not allowed. Well, Machshir Mutter, except the pasuk tells me if I could have done them from Arav Yontif, are excluded. So before we expand to all the other, a lot of the other cases of Machshirin, and to figure out exactly what this Machlokas is, there's a very important local Machlokas right here in the Sugya, which will be a Pesach to understand the other Sugyas. And that's a Machlokas between the Ran and the Rush. And other people side into this, but it boils down to Machlokas between the Ran and the Rush. So the Ran here says, about the Mashchezes, the father. Even though we pass that you're allowed to Machshirei Ochel Nefesh or Mutter, we pass like Yehuda, so you should be allowed to sharpen the knife. He says that's only true on, not in on its regular Mashchezes Shel Even, but only Shel Eitz. Why? He explains. So this is the Ran on Tesfav Amid Beis, I think is that be rough. I'm not sure how it comes out in somewhere right before Tazon Beis. It's on the bottom of Tazon Alf, Tazon Beis. Amr ibn Chemi, Braid, the Rabbi Yosef, Havi Kamini, Kamei, the Rav, Havi Kam, Ma'avir, Sakina, Apumba, the Dikula, Shashis, the Sakin, Al Piasal. He would rub the Sakin on the basket. Ksav, Halach, Vein, Morin, Kane. Very important point, which we'll try to have on the, I don't know if anyone has any Havan on this. We'll see it's about Chavuk Rishon and Chav Beis and Aleph. But there's this concept that doesn't come up so often in Shas. There's little similar points to it. It sounds like we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Morin Kane. Which means that if you ask somebody, they will not. If you ask somebody what the din is, so the Ein Morin, they can't give you a hara of what the din is. And where did I see this? I saw somewhere in one of the recent Svarim, whether it's about this or another case, that what Halach Ein Morin Kane means. Because let's say you come over to the, I don't know, that's not so partial to me, but if you come over to the posik and you say, is this mutter? So he can't tell you that it's mutter, right? Because Ein Morin Kane, he doesn't want to encourage you to do it. But he can't tell you that it's usser, because that's not true. He can't give you false psak. So he's supposed to like hint to you, like to try to like tell you different cases, I think he said like tell you certain cases that are mutter, certain cases that are usser, and like you could figure it on your own if your case lies in between those two and that it would be mutter. But which goes to show you that this, you know, it's not a clear cut concept. So maybe we'll discuss the Rishonim will point out how seriously we take this. Then we'll get back to the Nida Halacha. The Mutter LaHashchis the Sakin of Maschezah Shel Eitz. Afil L'Chada. Since we pass like a Yehuda, you could use a Maschezah Shel Eitz even to sharpen, not just to take off the Shamnunis. But he says, Afil Halacha Ein Morin Kane L'Chol Kidei Shelo Yovel Hashchiz of Maschezah Shelo. Why is it Ein Morin Kane? So this is unique to the Ran. The Shulchan Aruch, I think the Ramah has this lashon also. This, and one way of learning Ein Morin Kane is we don't want people to do it, not because it's a problem in and of itself, but it's a siyag, it's a gzera of what it can lead to the next step. So what could be the next step? The Ran thinks there's a limitation in the Heter of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will allow you to sharpen your knife on a mashchezes shel eitz. Ein Morin Kane, because you'll come to be sharpen your knife on a mashchezes shel evin. Now let's take a step back. Why would a mashchezes shel evin, even if it's a normal way of doing it, be aser? It's machshiri ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is shechting. Ochel nefesh is cutting my meat. Machshiri ochel nefesh is preparing my knife. So what's the difference of how I prepare my knife? Once I'm allowed to prepare my knife, I'm allowed to prepare my knife. Says the Ran, lefi she'osikli. Rabbi Yehuda's moded mashchezes shel evin, because it's osikli. Why? But mashmali the hainu time of the mother Rabbi Yehuda she'asul asos kli afagav the kevin the shayir rachmana machshiri and kedichsev lachem. Vadi malacha gemurhi v'sharibu hainu time lefish iafshar lahatir b'machshirin yosir mi ba'ochel nefesh atmo v'kem which asr l'tachon v'lerakid alma lo shari ba'ochel nefesh malacha sanasis l'zman meruba bein shit tomer shehu mi darais o mi devrayim al pimashe kasad mulamala. Right, the Ran comes back to the yesod that we started off the third parak with, and that is, he wasn't sure about this. He was noted to say that it's only a din derabban opposed to the Ramban that thought it's a din d'oraisa, but the Ran says that the limitation of what malachos are matan yantav l'zman meruba. Right, we said that only malachos that a person would generally do in his house that day, field malachos, kotzer, things that are meant to do yom harbei, is a limitation of ochel nefesh. So too, machshirin can be no better than ochel nefesh itself. So if ochel nefesh itself is limited to l'zman meruba, so tikkun kli, the Ran thinks, is part of Zman Meruba. But I understand how I could improve a Kli. If the Kli is working, and I'll improve its usage for today, I'll put it on its Mashchezes Shel Eitz, fine. But a Mashchezes Shel Evin, which is called Tikkun Kli, so that it's like a Malach L'Zman Meruba, so just like I can't do Ochel Nefesh for that regard, I can't do Machshir and Ochel Nefesh for that regard. So that assumption is not such a Chiddush. To think that Machshir and Ochel Nefesh can be no better than Ochel Nefesh, that I understand. And that also my point to the Diak that we made, where Rabbi Yehuda is not calling them Ochel Nefesh, because they're a tier 2. There's the Iker Heter of Ochel Nefesh, Rabbi Yehuda has a Chiddush, that tier 2 Heter Masa, but a 2 tier Heter can never beat the Iker Heter. That I understand. The Chiddush of the Ran, which is not as much for our Sugya, is that the distinction between a Mashchezes Shel Eitz and a Mashchezes Shel Evin is that it's called Tikkun Kli. The knife works, I guess, it needs to be sharpened, and the sharpening Kedarko, the Ran calls Tikkun Kli. So we showed them that explicitly and reject that assumption. They wouldn't call it Tikkun Kli. It's improving the Kli. If the Kli works without it, it's not totally Tikkun Kli. So that's the Ran's Chiddush, that even according to Yehuda, there are still some limitations on Machshirim. But the Rush explicitly rejects that. He doesn't say it. He doesn't say, oh, the Ran says this, I really don't like it. But you'll see from the way he learns a Morin cane that he denies this. When he gets into the whole Mantana, reviews Matamach Nefesh, a Morin cane, that's like here from the Recha, the Rif says, which we'll get back to the Rif when we see the Gemara in the second part, the Rif says, you can't do it with the Mashchezes. So what does that mean? Does that mean the Rif's not passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Rush, no. That's part of a Morin Kane, which is the Erechidash of a Morin Kane. The Rif says you're not allowed to do it. Not that the halach is that way, which ain't morinkin. You're not allowed to sharpen with a mashchadish leaven. Why? Because the Gemara says ain't morinkin. So the Rif said ain't morinkin. I'm going to tell you it's aser. But be'emes, the halach is Rabbi Yehuda. Al halach Rabbi Yehuda, the af mashchadish leaven mutter. The amathisin to ain't mashchizin as a second. Because the whole Mishnah says you can't be mashchiz as a second. One man the Amr says that's talking about shleaven. And that, the Gemara says, is the loker of Yehuda. So if the man the Amr is saying the Mishnah is talking about shleaven and it's the loker of Yehuda, that means that Rabbi Yehuda would matir shleaven. The Rafasal lo hevi kohani l'shani the kamer of Yehuda v'lo Amr Shmuel mishum dekayma masisin de'ei mashkizin a second. The lav hechzei, the whole Mishnah is the loker hechzei, because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. U'mashavi Rafasizal mehayu derava deka ma'avir sakino puma de dikula lo hevi el l'hashminan the halakha of Yehuda v'lo hevi l'hashminan de'ei morinkin. V'lo mistarba l'mimer de mashkizin shleit ein morinkin. Says the Rush, what's the distinction? In terms of the Ein Morin Kane, right, you see he learns Ein Morin Kane different than the Ran. The Ran says Ein Morin Kane because there's one thing that's Mutter from Yehuda, another thing that's Usser. Ein Morin in the Mutter because we don't want to come to the Usser. The Rush says that everything's Mutter. Mash Chazer Shal Eitz is Mutter, Mash Chazer Shal Aden. The difference is that within Rabbi Yehuda, we will tell you L'chachila, you could do a Shinoi. That's Morin Kane. But the added chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, you can even do a kedarko, ain't more than Kane. But Rabbi Yehuda himself still said it. The Ran said Rabbi Yehuda never said it. Rabbi Yehuda was never matir mashchazer shel even. He was only matir mashchazer shel eitz. The Rush says Rabbi Yehuda was matir both. We, in terms of psak halacha, are not more in Kane that you could do shel even. So how do we understand the Rush's arguing on the Ran? So he could be arguing on a couple of points. He could reject the smallest level of assumption, and that is that a mashchezes shel even is not called tikkun kli. It's the same thing. It's the same darga as shel eitz, which is the difference if it's kedarko or not. That's one possibility. The other possibility seems to be more mistaver based on how we interpret a morin kane is really how we understand Rabbi Yehuda. And if Rabbi Yehuda is matir machshir yochal nefesh, so seemingly he should go the whole way. Now how far is the whole way? Would he tell you that even if I hold like the Ran's business about Yomim Rabim, that you can't do Malacha L'tzarech Ochel Nefesh L'Yomim Rabim, but I'll let you do it Ochel Nefesh L'Yomim Rabim? That's not clear in the Rush. We don't even know for sure if the Rush, we don't know. The Rush doesn't accept that. Let's see, let's try to figure it out. The Rush, what was the Rush's limitation? Just think this through out loud now. What was the Rush's limitation in the Reish HaPerek? Ein Sadin, how come we can't trap? It should be allowed to chat. You haven't had to another. So I think the Rush learns like Tosos. The Rush says that on Daf Gimel, I think he says that it's the meat of the Yerushalmi. It's Milisha Melech. Is that correct? Anyone to confirm that?
I think so.
He argues on Rashi that there's another difference between Efshar Melasos Me'ar Yantiv. Dami Lavod Uvd Dachol. No, even better. Okay, so first it's the chol that he brings to Yerushalmi. Yeah. So that's smach, they call it. Sounds like the Rabbana. So the Rush, so that might help. The Rush seems to say that everything's heter gamber. So if everything in Ochel Nefesh is heter gamber in a Torah, so then there's no reason to think that machshir Ochel Nefesh should be limited. So even if you would consider this tikkun kol kli, you see clearly that the Rush accepts a expanded definition of Rabbi Yehuda, no limitations. The question that the next question to going forward is going to be, how do we define machshir? I think somebody asked a very good question on the first shir we gave in the third parak about Ein Sadin. I think it was one of the stones. Remember was? How'd it go exactly? What was your question, Ezra? You asked, we were describing a case, and you said, oh, isn't that machshir? And the trapping, right? The trapping itself is machshir, right?
Yeah.
That's what you wanted to know. So now we could. I told you that I answered Al Pi the Ran, but I think now we could appreciate that I'm a little better. So let's just go back to that question, and there are many such questions in the Sugya. If I would ask you now, define for me Machshir Yochel Nefesh versus not. So it's clear in the Gemara, sharpening a knife is Machshir Yochel Nefesh. It's clear in the Gemara on Lamed Beis and Beis that being the guy little tit, right, mixing the tit together, the cement, and what are you doing with it over there? You are, Takimana. Where is it? Right? Yeah. So it's for the oven, I think. You are right. You put this tit around the kisui of the tanner to make the tanner work better. So the Gemara assumes that is a case, possibly a case of machshir. So I understand also you are just like preparing a knife would be machshirin. So too, preparing the tanner would be machshirin because they're not things that are directly involved in the cooking process. They are utensils that help the cooking process. So Ezra's question from the trapping is a little better, because that is the ochel itself. So maybe you could say, any malacha, no matter how far back it is, far steps, if it's on the chefsa of the ochel itself, that's not going to be machshirin, and then any malacha that's on the tools that I use that aren't going on the malacha, but the step before that is machshirin. But let's see if that definition upholds. So we'll look at the Ran, I think it's on Zion base in the Dapei Rif. That's correct. The Ran has two questions where he deals with this. The Ran says, now my only downfall is going to be that I didn't have the Satsura Sadaf. Questions of Akshir, let's see, one second. Okay, where is it? Yeah. Good. So we're talking about chopping wood for the Gemara talking about muktzah, taking from the tzohar from the first place, taking it from the where they're set up already to be set aside, and they seem to be muktzah. And then the Ran brings a question that we showed him. So on Yudzayim and Beis, the Gemara of Amarish in Mavki and Klal, where the Gemara is talking about chopping eitzim and dealing with muktzah. The Ran brings a question that we showed him. Why are you allowed to chop the wood at all? Hello? Machshirin she'efer la'sosa me'er yantif. These wood were lying here before end. You were lazy. You could have done it before yantif. V'tir t'rai v'tzal, they came at the e'efer l'vashav l'afos b'lo etzim asu oso k'dichas melech she'tir oso ayde shinoi. It's a net, you're right, it's efer la'sosa, but it's such a necessary thing that we're going to allow. V'lidir akosu nena migufo shel davar ke'ochel nefesh atzmo. What is the distinction between machshirei ochel nefesh, preparatory stages that are ochel nefesh itself, and the actual health of ochel nefesh? Koshu nene migufo shel davar. V'lo dami l'machshirin she'in adam nene min ha'machshirin atzmo k'sakin shvud v'tanur. Alim ma'asher hukshir al yadehem. Do you get any hana from the knife? No. What does the knife do? It lets you cut either shecht or cut the food, so you don't have to rip it with your hands. Mash ingin be'itzim, shenana bahen, shenana mehen ba'atzmon, sh'osu mehen madura, u'mischanin kenegda, bekeven shubakam la'sos madura, shari afaga de'efshir me'yesmol, afu vashal behen shari mishu mitoch. Miu keven shumavkin l'tzorach atzias kelim, lo'itu l'vaka l'yedishinoi. Says the Ran, that since eitzim I could get direct hanaf from them, how so? I could warm myself next to them, which is unfortunately a sugi we didn't have chance to do. Touched on it, of how do you define something as ochel nefesh. It's clear in the Gemara that heat is ochel nefesh, you know, shovel ochel nefesh, how far do we go from that to showering, other such things. But so you could heat yourself with the logs. So chopping them, it's an added chiddush, chopping them is not machshir ochel nefesh. So it's not so clear, right? I get how burning them won't be machshir ochel nefesh, that's ochel nefesh itself. Chopping them, I am doing a preparatory stage, but the point is that it would be like trapping. So once eitzim become the chefsa that I'm dealing with, so that anything prior to them I can deal with. If the eitzim were hechitimsa to something else, it would become machshirim. But then he says another chiddush, that once I'm allowed to do it to warm myself, so when I use eitzim to cook, am I nana from the, what's his lashon? Migufo shel davar. When I use eitzim to cook, am I nana from the gufo shel davar? No, then the Eitzim become a Hechitimsa to get another Hana, then it should cook the food. So why should it translate? Says the Ran, that we apply Mitoch. We apply Mitoch, and Mitoch Shehutchul Tzarech. This is very interesting, right? Mitoch Shehutchul Tzarech, the Gufo Davar, Hutchul Nami Shalol Tzarech, not the Gufo Shalodavar. So the Ran seems to be applying a Mitoch from a non Machshirin to a Machshirin, right? What's classic Mitoch? Well, Tzah, right? Mitoch that I'm allowed to go to the butcher's house, bring my animal from my house to the butcher's house so he could check for me, and I can drag my animal along in the Rishus HaRabim, so that is Ochal Nefesh itself. I'm dealing with the Gufa Shel Dover. Mitoch Shoshul Tzarech, Chot Shunem Shalol Tzarech. According to the Ravid, I could bring my sitter to Shul, and according to Rashi, I could carry my... Whatever is the right, because the right, I don't know if you touched on this at all, but there's a machlok Rishonim in Mitoch. When we say Mitoch Shoshul Tzarech, Chot Shunem Shalol Tzarech, is that Shalol Tzarech Klal? Rashi says, Stam, if you just need a thing. And the Ravid and Tosfos seem to say that the Ravid says need to be Tzarech Mitzvah, and the Tosfos seem to say need to be Tzarech Hayom Kitzas. So when the Gemara says that I can bring a Tinok, so Rashi will learn I'm bringing the Tinok just to play with, and the Tosfos says that no, it's somehow enhancing the Ochal Nef, the Yichsim Chosyantif, and the Yoreim and the Ravid say that I'm bringing it for a Bris Mila, which is the Tzarech Mitzvah. So whatever it is, however you slice Mitoch. So that is Mitoch on the Malacha. Here,
the
Gemara's case of Mitoch. Yeah, when the Ravid, the Uraim, I think it's the Uraim, when the Gemara says, Ein motzi in loos a katam loos a lulav, let loos a sefer Torah, shes a rabbin, beis olam atyur. So what does the Uraim say? Sefer Torah, okay, mitzah kriyas Torah, lulav, mitzah nitzah lulav, tinok, katan, well, what's the katan, what's the mitzah? So he says, bris mila, you're carrying the katan to his bris mila. But if, what? Yeah, why don't we call him tinok? I think the Mishnah Shabbos says, katan mimo l'ches. I think the Mishnah and Shabbos use katan. So yeah, that's the Rishon talking about the Ksubas and Dav Zayin and a little bit over here also as well. But Rashi's shita is that Mitoch works Shul Tzarech Klal. So the Ran is applying Mitoch to Machshir Yochal Nefesh. Now he's not going from one Machshirin to another Machshirin. Maybe that's a distinction. But once we allow it to be burnt, because your nana from the Gufa Davar Atzmo, because you get warmth from it, then you're allowed to chop them, to cook with them, even though in that context they become machshirin. So because we apply mitoch over there, so that we'll keep in mind. And it's a big discussion whether or not we apply mitoch on machshir yochal nefesh. There's one more ran that fits into this. And I wrote yud aleph. I don't think I meant yud aleph in the daf yaleph. I think it's yud aleph in the gemara. And that is one more case. Let's see. Ron asked the following question, that So the Gemara says, Bishan Rishilo, can you carry, Bishan in Molchin Tavach with Sakin, it's all Behemo, below Behemo, it's all Tavach, Sakin, it's all Molchin Zay, it's all Zay. Bishamai does not allow you to carry the animal or the butcher or the sake it's a behemoth, below behemoth, it's a tabach, sake can't bring the behemoth. Beis Hillel says you can bring whatever you want, right? No limitations. So says the Ran, Perish, I feel the derech, the rabbin. Beis Hillel allows you to bring the behemoth to the tabach or the sake, whatever you want, even in the shisarab. I forgot the esher, the oven, lay me esmol. Isn't this machshir and shashla sosami bod yom? I feel hachi shari. Mishum da hotza be ochel nefesh ketichon ochel nefesh atmo he. Beloka machshirin vetichon ochel nefesh atmo filo efshar lasos me'er v'yantiv d'lo machligim ben efshar l'lo efshar el machshirin kimo shenichta lefaneinu. Says the Ran, again, so we pointed out Rashi in the Reisha Perek, that when it comes to ochel nefesh itself, it doesn't matter if you can do it yesterday or you can do it today, all is good by ochel nefesh. So why do we allow you to schlep the behemoth to the tabach on yantiv? Have it, put it in his backyard before Yantif. He says, Mishim da hotzah, ochel nefesh, ketikat ochel nefesh atzmo. The hotzah of ochel nefesh is like ochel nefesh itself. So it's a little bit unclear what the Ran is saying. The Achronim have a discussion about it. Chasam Sofer has a very interesting approach. He thinks this is connected. Too bad Avi's not here. Avi's time. He thinks this is connected to Hotzah Malacha Grua. I don't know how he reads it into the words. He says that since Hotzah is a Malacha Grua, so Dafka by Hotzah, they were more Makel than other Malachos, so they treated Machshirei Hotzah to be like Ochel Nefesh itself. It's like a few step cheshbon. I didn't follow the whole thing. So Chasam Sofer relates this to be Hotzah being unique, but I think based on what Ezra's suggesting, so that we could tie that in here as well. That once you have the animal, so then anything that you're doing with tzorich that animal, so it would be easier to understand why you could bring the animal to the tabach, but about bringing the sack into the animal would be a little bit harder. But within the context of the animal, so anything that you're doing for it is considered ochel nefesh itself. Does it fit exactly with the Ran's definition that we quoted from the fourth parak, that machshir are your netta from the gufa davar itself? And it's a little bit of an extension. You could say that the animal you're netta from, so anything that is expanded beyond that animal is part of ochel nefesh itself and not machshirin. But we'll see the Rishon that explicitly reject this. So the Ran seems to say, maybe we'll give a little bit of an explanation, that the walking in terms of Hotzah, Bereshis Rabim, with the animal, even though I could have done it yesterday, we're going to treat it like Tikkun Ochel Nefesh maximal. So it probably does fit with the Ran that we quoted earlier. So to open up a better understanding of Machshira, now that we define a little bit what it is, we'll see maybe some of those agrees with the Ran. It's a sugya that hopefully you'll spend more time on, but just to get a glimpse of it, there's a very important sugya for many levels on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, important shal is by on two dots towards the middle, by mine abba bar marsa me abai. Mal chavos is anerim ne davar acher. We know that kivoy is mutter litzorach ochel nefesh. If your food's going to burn, you can turn off the fire. What about lechavos is anerim ne davar acher? For Tashmir Shamita to burn out the candle, Amr lo, Esher Bayis Acher, you don't need to be in the house of the light. Amr lo, Bayis Acher, Emo Bayis Acher, Mai, Esher Lassos La Mechitza, build a Mechitza between the Nair and the Mita. Emo Lassos Mechitza, Mai, Esher Lakavos Love as a Kli, Emo Kli, Mai, Amr Le, Osir. End of the day, you can't be Mechavis a Nair just for Tashmir Shamita. Isve, Emo Mechavis, because Kili Lachos to Lev, Im Bishvil Shal Yisashin, and Bayis, Awakadir Mutter. You're not allowed to put out the flame so that you'll save money, you'll be able to save the fuel that you're burning with. You want to save the house or save the kedera, so that's mutter. So you see, what's the kasha? You see that even just like parallel to taking out the nair, mishum tashmish, it's not exactly with tzarech ochel nefesh, that's aser. So wouldn't you think that Shalom Yisashin Abayis is also a secondary need? It's not a direct need of the Ochel Nefesh. So shouldn't that be Usher as well? So why do we allow that? Right, it seems to be a broadened application of Tzarech Yantiv. Amar Lei, Hahi Reb Yehudahi. Reb Yehuda will let you put out the nail of Tzarech Tashmish. Reb Yehuda will let you put out the nail Shalom Yisashin Abayis. Ki Kaminana L'Rabbanon. But we're going according to Rabbanan. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Who's Rabbanan? Where do we find? Doesn't tell you which one it is. Where do we find a machlokes of Yehuda Rabbanan? Rashi says, "Machshir Yochel Nefesh." B'darash Yasu Lachem Lachol Tzarchechem. B'hai Nami Tzarchechem Hu Chein Ba Tashmish Ba'ana Da'asfinik to Rabbanan Darashi Lulu Bada. Okay, so now I have a little trouble here in this Gemara. What do we know from Rabbi Yehuda? It's not clear how to define machshirin, but if you have a clear case of machshirin, like the Gemara's case of sharpening the knife, whatever other case you can conjure up with, like the Gemara had later on about fixing the tanner, so that is machshir. I get it, because you're not dealing with the gufa ochel nefesh, you're dealing with something outside of it. What is in the world? Does this have to do with machshir? Rabbi Yehuda holds machshir ochel nefesh mutter, you're allowed to put out a candle with tzorach tash shamita and with tzorach shalo yitash and abayis. That's not machshir. Where's the machshir ochel nefesh? I'm doing something, and therefore, because I did this, now that I could cook, I would think that Rabbi Yehuda still has to be tied to ochel nefesh, machshiri ochel nefesh. So this would for sure be a riot to the idea that we made that Rabbi Yehuda is saying Ein Ben Yom Tov Shabbos Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says even Machshirin, because Machshirin not Ochel Nefesh. You see, this has nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh, that he allows Machshirin. But how do you learn this? How do you view? How do you understand this as a connection to our sugya back on Chav Ches of regular case of Machshirin? Do you have a chance to look at this Gemara? Puzzled by this Gemara. So luckily, the Rishonim deal with this, and it's already 2 days. Tosfos on this bottom. Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda, The ace lay the chol trachechem, but anan abdinim kira banim in tomer v'ha anan paskin lekaman halachka of Yehuda. The stira, we paskin like a Yehuda. So why should this be usher? V'yesh lomer demasik alav ein morin kain. Exactly, ein morin kain. So when ein morin kain, then it's fit to say usher. Inami yesh lomer to hadash shorim in derash olav delachem. I didn't daf with every shorach nefesh. Tomer shen olach el tashvish ba'alma chen shol tashi nekedera usher. Second answer to saying there are two steps to Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't accept both of them. Rabbi Yehuda has this idea that machshirin go beyond machshirin, and it can even allow things that are not l'tzorech ochel nefesh, just l'chol tzorcheichem, any tzorech l'yavan yantif, that's a legitimate tzorech. So we split our psak. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that I could sharpen knives, because then by sharpening a knife I could go to step two, I could cook, or I could shecht. But here, taking out the candles, any tzorech that I have, that has nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh. But the first answer Tosel seems to reject that. And he says the same Ein Morin Kain that we said on Chav Chesman Aleph, that Be'etzim we paskin like of Yehuda, we just don't want to tell you before us to take this cool of Machshir Ochel Nefesh and run with it, is true over here as well. When the Gemara seems to say you're not allowed to do these things, it means you really are allowed to do these things, we just don't want to tell you you are. And therefore you could equally apply Rabbi Yehuda Shita in these cases. So what Tosel seems to be arguing about is how different do you view this application of Machshirin to the application of Machshirin on Chavches. And this is really discussed also more explicitly by the Ramban and the Balamor, because the Rif says on Akimara, he brings all these advice. What about Tashmish Amita? What about Bishvil Shalo Yisashin Abayis Bishvil Shal Tisashin Akadero Mutter? I'm like, how could you do that? I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't know V'chein Rabba, v'chein Ameimar, kulu dachu lohai masnisin. Everybody says that Mishnah, that Braisa, about Mechavenet, because b'shvil shalachos shalavim, b'shvil shal yis'ashin abayis, o b'shvil shalot yis'ashin akadera's mutter. Everyone rejects that Braisa. But we're Rabbi Yehuda. Ameimar dalav hilchasahi. We don't paskin like that Braisa. You're not allowed to do kibbutz for that reason. V'shamim miyah, delays hilchasakiyah masnisin. El asakar is the bikah. You can't do any extinguishing that's not directly related to the food of Ochel Nefesh. So the Rif says we reject this Shita. So then the Rishonim here bothered. Does that mean the Rif's not paskin like a Yehuda? But the Gemara and Chav Chesman Beis says we paskin like a Yehuda. So there's a Stira, says the Balamor. Very easy answer to the Stira. Basically what Tosfos said in the first Teretz. That's the Stira Hilchsa. I think he's referring to the Ravid. The Ravid thought this was a good shtark kasha. I don't think it's a good kasha. The Ravid missed. The Gemara said, Ein Morin Kain. So what did the Rif do? Ein Morin Kain means you could say it's usher. Ein Morin Kain doesn't just mean we're going to try to weasel out of giving you a direct psak. Ein Morin Kain says you could explicitly say it's usher. So what did the Balamor do? He says this is mamish, the same exact sugya of Chav Chesman Beis, and the same application of Ein Morin Kain will work in terms of extinguishing. Says the Ramban, it's not true. What does Ein Morin Kain mean? You don't say Aser. You can't say Ein Morin Kain. Shari Abay V'Rav Aser L'Gamri. V'Iluay Mutter, Alish Ein Morin Kain, Havu Meimer Mutter V'Ein Morin Kain. The Rif should have said Mutter V'Ein Morin Kain. And what would the person who's learning the door after the Rif, what would he say to his congregants when they ask him to shine? I'm not sure. That's the point. But you see that the Ramban has problems with this. You can't say usher. In Morin Kain, it's like in-between category. It's very fascinating. Category of halacha, where you try to avoid giving a straight answer, but you can never say usher. It's not usher. The hacha, lava, pirka, havi, lava, say, ah. The hacha, this is a great line. The hacha, lava, pirka, havi. What is the riff afraid of? In Morin Kain, so you should say it's usher. The riff's not giving a public drasha here. He's writing the same for a riff. The riff's not giving a public drasha. There's a lot of people around. If it was, what's he saying? Anyone's learning the Rif is not Amaretz. I was discussing this with someone. This Ein Morin Kain. I was trying to get a better grasp of the topic. So he told me there's a Rashi in Tainus. You guys learning Daf Yomi? I think it's in the middle of Tainus somewhere that says that they were. Maker then it's mutter to malacha on Leil Tisha B'Av ve'en lahati b'fnei amaretz, I think is the lashon of Gemara. So Rashi explains I think that's a Rashi Rashi. I think they ask him, Rashi just told you, it's a Makhlech B'Fnei Am Haaretz. I think they said, Slavijik said that anybody that's learning the Rashi is begetter automatically not an Am Haaretz. So Rashi could have told you that it's Mutter. Rashi says, Maker Adin, it's Mutter to do Malacha on Leil. On Leil. Tishba B'Amar came with the Am Haaretz. But if the Am Haaretz is reading the Rashi, then Rashi just gave away the secret. So he said, no, if you're learning the Rashi in Tainus, then you're not an Am Haaretz. Maybe that's what they're about saying on this riff also. That the riff's not giving him his public drasha, he's writing safer riffs, so that's not B'Fnei Am Haaretz. And what do you see? We're Matya the Gamri. We don't want to. It's not such a deep, dark secret, the halachas of Yehuda. He brings the Gemara that I told you about the Tanner, that we say it's Mefurish Mutter to do that. And the Gemara Chav Keses, that when I heard that you paskined, right, when the Ravino over there, when I said, oh, I heard that you paskined halachas of Yehuda, he says, yeah. I hope you hear all these great things, like I said. He thought it was a great thing to pass like a Yehuda. So, what do you do with our Gemara? If we pass like a Yehuda, this is a totally different sugya. There is a very key line here. Also, the Dvarim Shem Iker Machshuri Gufa Ochel Kigon Grefas Atoner Hitir Lagamre. If it's going to affect the food, you couldn't have done it yesterday. We're gonna let you do it today. She'im ata machmir love l'fnim neshuras adin ata moneh legamri simchas yantif. You can't come here with your chumras of Rabbi Yehuda and Moran Kane and take away from simchas yantif. So what do you see from this Ramban? That simchas yantif has a very important role in being matir machshir yochal nefesh. If you put that together with the Ramban and Milchamos that we started with, it's something very interesting, because we were saying the whole mahalach of the Ramban was not a dechui of simchas yantif. How did the Ramban understand machshir yochal nefesh? It's built in. It's not called Ochel Nefesh, is not Malachas Avoda. When it says Malachas Avoda, it means Malachas that are out of Yerushus or the Yom Harbe, and it's a built-in heter. It's not that there's something else that's Dochet. Part of the definition of Malachas Avoda is not Ochel Nefesh. But Machshirin, says the Ramban, it's a different din. Machshirin is, Be'etzim, it is a Malacha. But Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chol Tzarcheichem, I can't let you have a Yontif without Simchas Yontif, so I'm going to allow you to do certain things that will affect your Simchas Yontif. So you see already from the Ramban, a two-tiered approach to Ochel Nefesh and Machshirin. Ah, so what about our sugya? These are not Iker Ochel Nefesh. I'm not preparing. It's added things. So that's also the Gamri. We don't go that far with Rabbi Yehuda. So in the Gamri, Bein Lahoros, Bein Lasos, Ben Maisa B'Yichud. Forget it in a secret. It's totally public. You can't do it at all.
Is anybody on a green Ford Explorer? You're illegally parked and you're blocking me in, please.
Okay. Okay, we'll continue. We'll pull you in. Okay,
on
so
the
that.
Street? Yeah, on the corner. It says no parking. Block me in.
Okay, so. Right, so these cases are totally, totally not Letzarach HaKol Nefesh. Af HaPisha, Atashmash Letzarach HaKol Nefesh, but it's not for the Ochel Nefesh. Pause the interruption. So then, these are separate Hanatzaguf, then we're not going to go as far. So you see from the Ramban, then he has one other key line. B'dvarim Shem Achshir Yochel Nefesh, Elash Ein Tzrichin Kol Kach. He says there's three categories. There are things that are totally not Ochel Nefesh, and these are the new Machshir, and no, we're not going to allow. There are things that are directly related, like the oven. There are certain things that are kind of in between. The Dvarim Shem Machshir Yochel Nefesh, Elash Ein Tzrichin Kol Kach. They're not, if you don't let me do that, I'm not going to have any Simchas Yontif. Kigon, Sakin Shem Dashef Shebeshela. Shem Mitzuyin Lagol. If you have a bad night, if you borrow someone else's, V'holich Behema Yitzel Sakin Yitzel Behema, the third level where it's like not such a big tzarech, but it's literally Ochel Nefesh, we're going to allow you b'shinoy. What's the example that he gives? That was the case that the Ran said wasn't Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. The Ran had that interesting line on Yid Aleph that it somehow relates to the Ochel Nefesh itself. The Ramban Mefurish thinks that is begeder Machshirin. So you see a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran. What is Bechal Machshirin? And then you have this three-tiered approach in the Ramban of different levels of Machshirin and Matir B'Shinoi. And that's also an important point. If you look in the, just to close, if you look in the Rashba on, here, Chavbez, the Rashba in a few places, when he discusses, I think he was checking Chav Ches also, Machshir Yochel Nefesh, I think by Chav Ches also, there are certain cases that would have been Isser Dar Reisa, but will be Matir B'Shinoi. And that's a big discussion on Yontif. Shabbos, if you have an Isser, if you do b'shinoi, that won't get you a heter normally. But maybe in Yom Tov, there's a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, where you have, the Ramban might be saying that also, that certain things that would normally be usher in the Torah, the Shinoi would help you create, be Hatter Gomer, how that would be different between Yom Tov and Shabbos. But just to close, and just to try to answer up Chafdei Zaman Aleph again, you see, we should try to deal with how far we go, with how we define Olchan Aresh, with Machshir, and how far we go, and Chafdei, what does it mean that, welcome back, what does it mean that that even greater tzrechem? So you see the Rishonim dealt with that. According to the first day in Tosfos and the Balamor, that's part of a Machshir Yochel Nefesh, because Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying that it doesn't have to be tied to Yochel Nefesh. A Machshir mean I have a more expansive view of what's B'chal Yochel Nefesh, I have a heter of the day. Says the Ramban, no, it's certain things that are Lutzorech that will be on air for something, the other one has related to the Malacha. Yomar Chafbeis is taking it a step further, which we not necessarily extend to, and that's to see how far Yehuda goes with a whole separate discussion, now time to which more nogei halacha ma'isa, and that is with maybe this argument as part of this machlokas, how do you extend the chafes? Is machshirim Rabbi Yehuda hutcher dechuya, and how do we define asher lasoso meyar abyantif? And if it's something like the Ramban had this line here, if it's easily borrowable, it was asher lasoso meyar abyantif for you, but for everyone else, it's asher lasoso meyar abyantif, and they all have it, and you can easily avoid doing machshirim. Will we allow it or not? That's a big discussion, and then also kill him in the postkin.